SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.
You're listening to SBS News.
Scientists have organised the Great Koala Count, which runs until November 23rd. She's speaking here to SBS's T. Mitchell about why it's important.
We're asking people, the public, to get out into the forests and to help us count koalas. So essentially we're looking at determining how many koalas there are in South Australia, where they are, but even importantly, where they're not found, because knowing where they are and where they're not can help us then determine which areas we need to sort of focus on to ensure that koala health stays quite good.
And this isn't the first year that the koala count's been running. So can you tell me a little bit about how many people participated in previous years and what you learned from those surveys?
So the Great Koala Count has been happening in South Australia. Now, this is the second year that we've been running it, but it also ran about 10 years ago. And so we have data from what happened 10 years ago, data from last year, and now we're collecting data from this year. Our main interest is to find out if that population number has changed or if there are areas where koala populations have increased or decreased. But it's also to enable us to understand how drought and other environmental factors are impacting on koala numbers within South Australia. So we know that last year, many of our park rangers have been telling us that they've been finding a lot of sick and unwell koalas. And so we expect that the population will probably have declined from last year to this year. That's really important to try and get as many people out as possible into different regions across the state to help us get a good idea of what those numbers are looking like.
And what's the current conservation status of koalas in South Australia? Are they in trouble there?
So koalas in South Australia are doing quite well. They are endangered, listed as endangered across eastern Australia, northern Australia. So the idea is basically to ensure that the koalas in South Australia and in Victoria manage, you know, the numbers are quite consistent. That's important for us to know, because really these populations down south are a security population in case the numbers up north get even more restricted. So we need to know exactly how many we have, where they are, and whether those populations are increasing or decreasing to be sure that we have a viable population here.
So what the idea is that you might be able to use some of that genetic diversity in the south to help repopulate the eastern states if things get worse there.
Yes, exactly. So if koalas continue to decline in the east, on the east coast, then there is an opportunity to translocate koalas from the southern part of Australia into those regions. The thing that is unusual, though, is that southern koalas do have low genetic diversity compared to those on the east coast. So we're in another project, we're looking at how we might be able to do something called a genetic rescue of koalas on Kangaroo Island, where that's the largest disease-free population left in Australia. So if we can genetically rescue that population, then that might be a much healthier population to do some translocations with.
And why is it that koalas are in more trouble on the east coast? What's happening in South Australia that means populations are more robust there?
That's a really good question, actually. We're trying to understand why our populations are growing here in the south and why they're declining on the east. And there are probably a number of different factors involved. So on the east coast, there's a lot more, migration of people to those cities up there. So the human expansion is growing up north much more than it is down in the south. That's impacting koala habitat. So there's a lot more habitat being cleared up there compared to in the south. Then if you look at the koalas themselves, there's more disease happening up north also. So chlamydia and koala retrovirus are quite rampant in different populations up north. Whereas we have some chlamydia and some koala retrovirus, but the strains might be slightly different. So they're not having as much of a negative impact on the animals. And then, of course, we have the large disease-free population on Kangaroo Island, which is really a very important population at the moment.
And I think you're also looking in the survey at the impacts of bushfires. Can you talk to me a little bit about what impact bushfires are thought to have had and how this research can help understand that better?
Yeah, bushfires is probably the biggest threat to koalas. Well, I mean, the disease is also a heavy threat at the moment and human encroachment. But in one single fire event, such as the one that happened on Kangaroo Island, resulted in more than 50,000 koalas down to between 5,000 to 10,000 animals in a single fire event. So that can have a massive detrimental effect on populations. So we are closely monitoring the population of koalas on Kangaroo Island to see how it comes back post-bushfire. But to add to that story, they also are clearing plantations on Kangaroo Island. So a combination of fire and plantation removal means that habitat destruction is quite significant on the island. So we are looking at recovery, and we managed to secure the last unburnt blue gum plantation on Kangaroo Island, which has 1,000 koalas on it. So that's a really important source of potential where we could do a potential genetic rescue of that population.
You often hear stories about koalas that can be quite grim, but this actually sounds, you know, a little bit more hopeful, you know, that the population's doing quite well there and that it might be able to help on the East Coast. What would be your message that you want people to understand about the koala as a species generally at this point, and what we can and should be doing to help conserve it?
So I think koalas are a very iconic Australian species, and the fact that they are now listed as endangered along the east coast of Australia is really quite a sad story. But the fact that we have a rich and in many places growing population of koalas in the south, in Victoria and South Australia, that really gives us hope that even if things get even worse on the East Coast, those populations down south are going to be able to sustain the rest of the population, essentially. And we are looking at opportunities to trial some translocation of southern koalas further up north to see how they fare. And I think as long as we can maintain good vegetation health, then the koalas will remain quite healthy here in South Australia. But knowing exactly how many there are and where they are, using the help of citizen scientists, will really help us to know exactly where we're standing in terms of koalas across the country.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount, embracing balance, minimalism, and simplicity, something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you.
Volvo.
What do you get when you take two feuding siblings?
Charlie!
Get away from me, June.
An accidental murder.
I just hit a man.
And a bunch of bad decisions. Reckless. Stream all episodes now on SBS On Demand.
And for members of the public that are interested in getting involved in the Koala Count, what do they need to know? Do they need any training, qualifications or skills?
No, it's really easy to participate in the Great Koala Count. You have to download the Koala Spotter app, which is an app that CSIRO has developed with us. And once you've downloaded the app, basically you just get out into any forest area, wherever you are, in your backyard or out into a national park, and the app requests that you enter some quite straightforward data as you when or if you see a koala, that will tell us where the koala is, what it's doing, how healthy it looks, and exactly where it is. So there's a GPS recording within that app. And then we can know numbers and densities of koalas and, importantly, where they are and where they're not found.
And where would be a good place for people to start looking?
Any areas that has good mature trees, I suppose, would be a great place to have a look. Certainly within the Mount Lofty Ranges, over on the Eyre Peninsula, on Kangaroo Island. And importantly, we've just discovered a new population of koalas along the Victorian border of South Australia. Originally, we weren't sure whether they were animals that were from South Australia, but we've now done some DNA testing and we found that there are koalas that have immigrated from Victoria and have moved into South Australia in that place, which is quite an exciting population because it has different genetics than the koalas over in the rest of South Australia.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. All the best with the count.
Thanks very much.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism, and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.